Welcome.
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 Welcome to the Pod Crash. I'm here with Zach.
He's a showman. I heard he's a Jewish kid with soul.
Epic stadium bands that is going to put on one of those festival type shows.
There's ACL, there's Fun Fun Fun.
Mile High.
Outside Land.
Jazz Fest. That you're going to remember for a long time.
At Coachella. We just wrapped up a night of seeing Jay-Z and then Crooked Vultures and LCD Sound System and She and Him and Yaysayer, and we're ready to talk about it.
And finally I heard it and it was big.
You know me, I'll be booping.
It's a little more funny.
See a couple songs up close and then go like, whoa!
I listen to a lot of bands with stupid-ass lyrics like Fish and I'm Frisbee Gay.
I'm Zach T. Bloom with Andy Shore, and together we are the Festival Crashers.
Welcome to the 2011 ACL Preview Podcast. We're going to go through the schedule hour by hour since it came out this morning. I'm not thrilled with everything. There's a couple conflicts, but nothing too bad. What do you think, Andy?
I'm not as worried about the conflicts as I am about how light the schedule is on Sunday.
Yeah, a lot of the afternoons are pretty light in the early afternoon, but they all end really strong with great headliners, so it'll be more of a chance for us to walk around and maybe check out something we haven't seen a bunch of times,
yeah,
which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, ACL's a good place to do it. It's not so spread out like Lollapalooza. You can get stage to stage easier and see a lot of good music.
Absolutely. Well, we even have an internal conflict between us for the opening slot at 11:20, 11:30 in the morning. do you know, I really like Miniature Tigers. I was first introduced to them when they opened up for Freelance Whales at a show I saw a few months ago, and I like them even more than Freelance Whales, and I thought Freelance Whales put on a great show, as they always do. So I'll definitely make sure you come to that with me, and because the School of Rock kids are playing every day to start the day.
Yeah, it's just kind of tradition. That's why I picked them there.
It is. But I think we should get there early. Do you have a ticket, or are you crashing with me as well?
I don't have a ticket.
So we're going to be crashing this one,
huh? We crashed last year.
We did. That one seems to be the easiest one to crash, knock on wood. But yeah, hopefully we'll get in time to see either of those anyway, because that's always a tricky situation. So
I'm still hoping there's going to be wanted posters at the gate.
Oh, yeah. that's our blacklist one. Uh-huh. I already got. So we'll have our work cut out for ourselves. After that, I'm interested in checking out Cults. I really don't know them too well. Theophilus London, actually. I haven't highlighted them on my schedule, but I'll do that now because I really like those guys.
I've heard of Ha Ha Tonka.
I got an EP of theirs that I really like, and I think it will be a good time. Ha Ha Tonka, I don't know anything about.
Yeah, the first band that I'm into that I'm looking forward to see that day is Delta Spirit at 2:30.
Yeah, I've heard more about them than I've actually heard them. Do you listen to those guys?
Huh?
You listen to them?
Yeah, I do. It's good. I wrote about them for the Lala, like bands you might not have heard
right.
of. But it's good stuff, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them. I'll probably actually see them at Lollapalooza before ACL, but I think they might have been up against someone at Lala that. If I have to choose, knowing I can see him at ACL, I might hold off on them.
Sure, and that is one good thing about the overlap between the two, is if we can see one in one spot, we can see, don't have to see them again, such as Coldplay later on Friday night, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we've got another conflict coming up right here.
I think we'd be silly not to see James Blake.
I really like the Smith Westerns. I'm really into that album. I've actually listened to it a whole bunch.
What about James Blake?
I don't know James Blake as well, but if I haven't seen the Smith Westerns by that time, that's going to be my chance to see them.
And I was sad I missed my chance to see James Blake at South by. He got rave reviews across the board. It's the kind of act that you don't know if it's going to translate well to the live show, and everyone said it really did with his voice. He's got a little bit of auto-tune on it, but it's such a pretty voice that it actually kind of helps as opposed to most auto-tune. So I'm excited for that show. And
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. I really think you'd enjoy that album, so I'll make sure you listen to that before. And another conflict, I don't even know, I keep going back and forth. I like Big Boy much more than Ray LaMontagne, and they're on the opposite sides. It kind of depends on where we are. Maybe we might split off for a little bit. If you're Smith Western's Big Boy is right near there.
That's true, and I mean, I'm definitely seeing Big Boy, at least part of the time. Like, I'm going to have to start there, and then it's just a matter of whether I pry myself away or not, because I fucking love Outkast. I've never seen Big Boy or, Andre, and I'm not going to pass up on that opportunity. But Rob just saw Ray LaMontagne at the DMB Caravan in Chicago and said he put on a great, great set. So I do want to see some of them, but I'm even bummed that North Mississippi All-Stars are, you know, right around that time. Those guys are great.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, those are three good bands that are up against each other.
It's a tough conflict right there, for sure. A three-way conflict. Cold War Kids is your next one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Foster the People tagged, too.
Hmm.
I haven't really listened to them, but I hear about them all the time around L.A., so I'll have to listen before. But I've seen Cold War Kids. They put on an awesome show. I saw them at Lollapalooza 2 years ago.
Yeah, I really like them live. I saw them at South By a couple years ago. The new album's pretty good. It's more top-heavy than the rest of it all the way through, but I'm a fan. I'll be wanting to check out that set.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be on that side of the show, that side of the stage, the rest.
Yeah, I think you're kidding yourself if you think you're going to Nas and Damian Marley.
Oh, I know. I've been on that. It's a good show.
I love
them.
But they're great when I see them. I'm not as invested in Bright Eyes as Caitlin or you.
Sure. So I'm guessing you'll be at Nas, and are you going to try to check out Mavis Staples before Kanye?
Yeah, I tagged all four of those bands. That's like my hardest time slot of the weekend, I think. Mm-hmm. Santigold, I saw Lollapalooza. She was so much fun. Sarah Bareilles, I'm definitely not into her music, but I've heard great, great things about her show. You know, it's kind of like the John Legend thing, you know, where she puts on a good show. You know, she's a good singer, piano player.
Sure,
Santigold. Mavis Staples, that's, you know,
that's the one I would be most excited to see. Is Mavis.
Yeah, and Pretty Lights is a blast, too. I've seen them at a bunch of festivals. But I'll probably see Kanye. I haven't seen the new material yet. But I don't know. I do also kind of want to see Coldplay.
I think are we going to see Coldplay at Lolla instead?
Who were they up against at Lolla? I remember thinking that you were going to Coldplay, and I said I was going somewhere else.
I believe it was Muse and Girl Talk. Should we check it out?
I looked at the schedule today and didn't see Girl Talk on there. I was very confused.
Yeah, he's there. It's Coldplay, Ratatat, Girl Talk, and Muse are all at the same time on Friday night.
I might go to Girl Talk.
Yeah, you've been talking about that, but we've seen Girl Talk a lot.
But I've seen Coldplay more recently than I've seen Girl Talk.
Gotcha.
But I don't know.
I do think it's odd that Friday night on both festivals on the same stage is Bright Eyes and then Coldplay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an exact replica right there.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely not going to go to Muse. I think it would be between Coldplay and Girl Talk for me.
You haven't seen Kanye on the Dark Twisted Fantasy tour, have you?
No, I have not. I haven't seen Kanye since, I want to say, the Lolla show we saw him at.
So it's been a while. I feel like we need to go to that show.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Kanye. I am.
Yeah. So that should end well.
Yeah, that's a jam-packed Friday. Like, I wouldn't have been okay if they took some of those other bands and moved them to Sunday.
I know. They really loaded up Friday. And sat a decent hole in the day, too. So,
yeah, I got ambitious early on Saturday with Alex Black in the grand scheme at 12:30. I kind of figured we wouldn't be there by then, but they do the theme song for How to Make It in America, and it's catchy as shit, and I really like it.
Gotcha.
But that's all I know of them.
Yeah, I know that I want to see Young the Giant at 2, but I don't have anything else that I'm dying to see, to be honest.
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah, I want to see Alison Krauss and Union Station. You didn't have them pegged.
Oh, yeah, I like Alison Krauss.
Yeah, I mean, we saw her with Robbie Plant.
Right. What time is she on here?
4:00.
Oh, wow. See, that's a slow day. Iron and Wine is solid, but I don't know. I'll tag along with it, whatever you and Caitlin are doing. I don't have anything to
do. We've both got fits after that.
Mm-hmm.
He's at Lollapalooza, too.
Sure. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I also tag Skrillex. He's, you know, a DJ.
He's a DJ. I wasn't too blown away when he hosted the Woodies, but he was just doing filler in between songs.
Yeah. Well, Deadmau5 did that, and it was fucking awesome.
So, there's that. There's a tough one here. Cut Copy and Wanda Jackson. What did you have there?
I have Wanda Jackson and CeeLo.
CeeLo, we're giving him a chance still?
I don't know. Like, live, he's been brutal. Even on The Voice, some of his performances sound strained. It sounds like he's, you know, either singing too much or drinking too much or something. I don't really know, but it's his voice, it hasn't been great, but
no.
I like his music so much that it's hard for me to let go.
I think I'm going to let go because there's good enough competition. I'd rather see Wanda Jackson while I still can. I thought Cut Copy was awesome at Free Press Summer Fest, but Wanda Jackson always has the possibility of Jack, even though he probably won't be here. But just her solo album, on even without him, is awesome.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, how often are we going to get to see her?
Uh-huh.
Old People Theory.
Old People Theory.
So I'm that's my main choice there.
And yeah, then, that's the one of those three I'm most looking forward to.
I'm surprised that you had three things highlighted: Chromeo, Preservation Hall, and TV on the Radio.
Yeah, I mean our love of Chromeo is, you know, long and documented. But yeah. I've seen the Preservation Hall Jazz Band in Preservation Hall in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and they're great and very, very talented. And Del McCurry is cool.
Yeah.
But I liked TV on the Radio at Lollapalooza. I got to shoot them,
mm-hmm.
and it was a great time. So, you know, those are all bands I'm interested in. If if I'm being honest, I'm going to be a Chromeo.
Yeah, we will. I mean, you can talk about those. You know where the action is.
And then
I think we'll stay on that stage. I want to check out a decent amount of my white jacket.
Agree. I want to see some. I feel like I'm going to be there, and if I'm not, like, really into it by the first 20-30 minutes, I'm bolting to Stevie because I know that's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm...
The draw of Stevie is going to be strong. My morning jacket is going to need to come out guns blazing.
Yep. As soon as there's any kind of wool, we'll be, like, looking at each other, like, all right, time for Stevie? Yeah. So we'll see it over an hour, Stevie, I can tell you that.
And Stevie's, you know, going to be a big enough sing-along that even if we're not right up in the thick of it, we're going to have a fucking blast.
We will, and we can, you know, that's when you can hang back. You don't have to be up there raging for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned.
And then for the fucking shitting the bed.
Oh my God, there's a reason Sunday tickets are still available. And only Sunday tickets are still available.
Yeah, I mean, we never make it to the festival early on Sunday, but Rob just saw Mariachi El Bronx at the Caravan.
People have been talking about them a lot. Yeah. Hopefully we'll make it that early.
Yeah, as well as Head in the Heart. I've been hearing many
games. I saw Head in the Heart open for Yesayer, and that was a really good show.
Oh, they were good. Maybe that's why I've heard of them. I didn't mark the Lee Boys. I can't believe I didn't mark the Lee Boys.
I know, that's so not like you.
I know, that's hilarious.
Your schedule is so blue.
I think I was just so bitter looking at it again that I wanted to make a point of not selecting anything.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. Like up until 7:30, you have one band selected.
I made my fucking point.
Yeah. But Fleet Foxes, you didn't even highlight.
I've seen them more. I've seen them two or three times, and I mean, I'll be there because I mean. I've also seen Manu Chao, and you know, I'll be at Flea Foxes or eating food.
Are you gonna try to get close for Arcade Fire with me?
Yes, but not at the cost of not seeing Randy Newman.
Ooh,
I need to see some of Randy Newman. How do I not? That's awesome.
I can understand like 20 minutes, but then you gotta come and get close. I'll save your spot.
Yeah, I gotta be there long enough to say I tried to hear Short People.
That's fair, but I'm telling you, you'll want to be close for an Arcade Fire show.
I'm excited. Also, we were on the way to the airport on Friday. My dad was driving me, and We Used to Wait came out on the radio. My dad was like, I like this song. I was like, yeah, I like this song too.
Look what happened there.
It was funny. No, I've always liked that song.
Yeah.
I've never had anything against that song. I don't have anything against Arcade Fire. I really and truly don't.
You'll like the live show a lot. It'll close the festival down really, really well.
Yeah, their Coachella set looked amazing. I watched most of it, if not all of it.
So what happens at midnight Sunday night, Andy?
I turn 27.
You do? Is
terrifying.
Is it?
I don't know. 27 seems really old. 26 didn't seem that bad.
It's like the brink of late 20s. I feel like 28 is late 20s, but 27 could be.
I don't know. 27, yeah, it's going to be my birthday. It's my birthday festival. I can't have asked for a much better celebration.
Exactly.
I won a bunch of money in Vegas last year.
That's always a good way to do it. Steve
convinced the stripper he wrote the Ten Commandments. But,
I'm sure she wasn't listening.
I think that this may rival that, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we won't go out Sunday night because we'll be tired and want to.
We might have to drink a bunch and let you sing into a basketball hoop.
Was that Saturday of last year?
Not last year. Two years ago. Because it was in your old place.
That was a sloppy one.
It was a good time.
That was a good time. But yeah, I know what we'll do. We'll load up on food and Gatorade and then head back to my apartment and write.
That is what will happen.
Yeah.
Eat sandwiches.
Indeed. I'm excited. And how? We're only like, aren't we?
Huh?
We're only like 3 or 4 weeks from Lollapalooza right now.
Yeah, it's 1 month away, I believe.
Even less, I believe. Because today's the 12th, it's like the 6th.
Yeah, so we're going to, it's good. We'll be able to get in a festival form. We've got two months in a row.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be nice.
I know. It'll be nice to see.
Festival together and since last ACL.
Damn. Now we get to do two in a row. I like it.
Uh-huh. It'll be good.
Good times, good times.